special day, special greetings. Greetings of Raksha Bandhan. Who is tying Rakhi to whom? Are we tying Rakhi? Sisters tying Rakhi to brothers? Or brothers are tying Rakhi, giving a promise of protection? Is that we are tying Baba with great love, with fine, refined, pure thread of love and faith, who's ever free, never comes in any bondage, is never tied by anyone, but he says, I am tied by two things, two powers, the power of drama and the power of love of the children. It is the love of the children that brings me down here. Why should I leave my incorporeal world of perfect silence, of perfect peace, of perfect purity? A world where is no trace of any influence of any other elements. I'm living in a Brahmand. I am Satchidananda, truth, bliss, ever blissful. And here I come in the world where total corruption, degraded world, impure world of violence, and I leave my world of silence. What for? For the sake of my children, to liberate them. He's proud of actually of us. God is proud. It's not because he comes of mercy. No. It's love. On the path of devotion, he was merciful. He's merciful for the devotees. And loveful, the ocean of love for the children. Now a question arises. Someone asked this. But what is the difference between love and mercy? Mercy is also because of love. You have mercy on someone. Because love is there. But it's a very clear difference between mercy and love. Mercy is, of course, support, cooperation, help, upliftment. It's only afterwards. Someone is very sick. You have mercy, poor soul has to go through so much suffering. Someone is very wealthy, became bankrupt. You have sympathy, mercy. Someone is not able to actually develop a sense of compassion. So sympathy, compassion, mercy, this is afterwards. At the time of need, you recognize they had something and lost it. And then you have mercy for them. But for the children, parents don't have mercy. When a child is born, do you have mercy on child? Have you ever experienced that your baby is born and you are mercy on your child? mercy for him. You have love before the child is born. So love is actually expression, offer, dedication, support, planning, vision of very high, means elevated stage. Mercy is emerging at the time of total helplessness. And so God comes. When we were devotees, He had mercy on us. But as soon as we take the new birth, it's not a question of mercy. He tells us, I don't, very openly He says, I don't have mercy, don't ask mercy. How many times in the Murli Baba has said straightforward, don't ask for mercy, because I tell you, you have mercy on yourself, not, don't ask mercy from me. Because it's a very limited energy, limited thing compared to love. Love is support in advance. Mercy is after you have lost, you have become helpless. And love is actually the preparation or support of every type. So, it's the ocean of love. Today is the relationship day of love of the children and the parents. Relationship of friendship. Khuda is dost. For since few years I have seen, especially youngsters, they have a thread, one, two, nice, shining. They say, I have prepared. This is what's called friendship bond. I think it is called friendship thread, or I don't know what is friendship bond. And this lovely sister preparing so much with so much love, like Rakhi, it's a Rakhi, but spinning the cycle, spinning, 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 until it becomes so joined together, so becomes strong, and it is called friendship bond. Khuda dost. But Khuda, dost, our friend, is a unique friend, unique brother, unique mother and unique father, unlimited in every aspect. It is said, friend in need is friend, friend indeed is friend in need. But God is not that only need is our friend. He is friend in need to make me aware what I really need. I didn't even know what I want, what I was looking for, what I'm incapable for. He makes me worthy. So, but then gives you the opportunity to see how much sensible I have become to take not only just one aspect of support, to open my heart and share my feelings, my emotions, my hurts, my failure, my insecurity. With friend I can share and I have trust. He will keep in his heart. But in Iron Age, you are deceived many times because it is based on limited achievement, dependency, need based on physical, emotional need, but not the spiritual strength. So friend indeed is who really makes me aware what it is useful for me, what makes brings satisfaction in me, what brings perfection in me. And so then he sees that I am worthy of that. That's why he comes at right time to protect us, support us, but at the same time make us aware what consciousness I should have. As a friend he gave many opportunities, time to time. And today is a day of actually being very proud of, that God is proud of me. Proud of such a friend, such a brother, such parents, because when we compare, think of some experienced souls in the world, they have some not so pleasant experience, happy experience. According to karma philosophy as well, karmic account, or the nature, personality of the parents or brothers and sisters or friends, or circumstances and situations became such that relationship became unpleasant, deceitful, trust was gone. And so whenever the relationship of Baba comes, they immediately begin to doubt whether it would be there or not. It's not a question of comparing what we have not found in our Laukik parents or Laukik friends and Laukik world. No comparison. As his name is unique, he is bodiless and yet gives the experience of being the embodiment of love. He is invisible and yet becomes visible and gives such a lovely sustenance that he is creating, healing the past, empowering now in present, and creating my fortune for future. Knower of the three aspects of time of my fortune. And generally, the fortune maker, fortune teller, read the hands, line of the hands. Now some technical, from some machinery, electronic things, they try to read the aura of the physical energy. But the Supreme Soul, the fortune maker, reads what is behind the skin, in, and then tells the actually how fortunate we are. But in fact, he is proud of his relationship that he has with us, and reminds us. And this is why that experience we have with him of protection, of love, of support, of creating self-respect in us, he makes us aware how great is my fortune the moment I believe in myself as a child of God. And this experience is so deep that not we enjoy these blessings and fortune. God bless you, the blessings we receive, and fortune maker, the bestower of blessings, and also the gives method to create the fortune. Why it is called fortune? Fortune. What? It's not just karma philosophy with action. It's the karma philosophy of the mind, of the intellect, action of the mind. And that's the thoughts. Positive, pure, powerful, clean mind. And which kind of thoughts are being created there? When you are tuned in Manamanabhava stage of mind connected with Baba, tuned with this energy, what kind of thoughts, feelings will be there? What kind of energy at that time is emerging in the heart of the soul? That is the feelings of the mind. The energy is emerging of this connection, the flow of the energy, because the soul is able to catch clean mind, clear intellect, has the catching power, touching power, and automatically intellect has faith. This is what it is right. I have to perform action. Decision is accordingly. So there's no deception for the self and not repentance afterwards. Actions are perfect action, right action, and brings fruit. This fruitful, not only present time success in the present time, but fruit has a seed for the future. So every action, that fruit he gives at this time, we give fruit as a symbolic thing, that it is fruit every time when Rakhi, a fruit is given. But in fact it is the fruit of fortune. Fortune, tune before. Be online to be connected and get touched with the refined thoughts, elevated thoughts, pure thoughts. And follow the intellect. Let the have faith in Shri Mat, Kis Mat. In Hindi, fortune is called Kismat. Kismat means on whose direction you are performing action. Are you performing action with your worldly desires? Or you are doing the action because of somebody is forcing you to do it with a pressure? Or you are doing action because you have a pleasure in it? Is it dictates of mind that you are following, dictates of human beings, or fulfilling the desires or emotions of other people, then you are performing action and you are enjoying? What would be the consequence? He gives the clear intellect to perform action. And Shri Mat means godly directions, elevated directions. So have yoga, be Manmanabhav, tune your mind with me and have the yoga of the intellect with me. So it is a connection, it's a bond, relationship with faith and pure love, selfless love, pure mind, clean. And then this sanskara's action, which are also the power of the soul, is elevated. And Baba says, but I am giving you not only just Shrimat, but I am making your intellect divine. So a time comes, it becomes so naturally that you are receiving, not necessary Baba has to say, before Baba says anything, you are able to catch it. It is because the intellect is very pure and powerful. So you are protected against any attack of Maya. Elements of nature will be also tested. Relatives will be also tested and challenged. VKs in the family working together can all be a big challenge and big test. It could be jealousy, It's not any other challenge. It's jealousy, competition, not happy to hear praise of each other. Or certain things are there which make your heart dirty or sad. You are not affected by that. You are protected by all these different storms when you are connected with Baba. But this is possible only when you are in tune, fortune. You are fortunate. You say, it was going to be a big damage. I'm fortunate because you are saved beforehand. You are protected beforehand. You are warned beforehand, cautious beforehand, and protected. And here Baba says, but in fact, my love is so great. Your love is so natural, now connected with me, that all the time I am just companion. I stay in company with all the virtues, and I am canopy, protector of you, but you have to hold that. Stay under the canopy, don't go away. It is not the umbrella is here, and you stand here, and say, but still I am wet, it is rain is falling on me. But where this umbrella stays on that? Not that, Baba, you are very powerful. Baba, you are almighty. This we did on the path of bhakti. We know that you are one strength, one support, my all relationship with you, but you are there, I am here. Now he says, no. First you come where I am. And this is why, in order to create my fortune and enjoy the fortune, count your blessings. See the result of your blessings. Experience your blessings and share. Don't need to share. It will reach automatically without any discrimination because it becomes so natural. Flowers do not have discrimination. Who is getting fragrance and who is not? Sun does not have discrimination. Who is getting the sunshine or not? Smell, belly, bad thing or good thing. A natural energy means, neutral energy means, it is very natural, keeps that quality constant. Without any discrimination, without any limit. And so Baba is the unlimited. His love is unlimited for everyone. Depends on my capacity, how much I am opened, how much I am connected, how much my wireless wire is completely wireless, voiceless, clean, not waste thoughts, not negative thoughts, not thinking about others. Then I cannot have that connection with him. So hold the hand of Shrimat. Baba is holding my hand of Shrimat by giving. Intellect is holding the hand of Shrimat. And in action is performance, the result is happiness. And so from the morning time till evening, count your blessings, your fortune. Wonderful day today of Raksha Bandhan. Baba is making me how I am protected when I am connected. Everything is online. Everything is online. You don't have to make any effort. Just keep the line clear and clean. From Amrit Vela. Such a beautiful way, our Brahmin life. We wake up with what? With a lovely sound, song. Amrit Vela, Shuddh Pavan Hai, Mere Laadlo Jago. Oh my sweet children, Amrit Vela is fresh air, clean air, pure atmosphere. Wake up, wake up. So from Amrit Vela, Baba is waking up, not only with the song, but with subtle touchings. Even in sleep, if loveful thought is there and relationship is there, even it has become subconscious or I'm not aware, he touches. How many of you experience sometime your sheet moving and you feel somebody is pulling? Sometime someone touches the forearm. Sometimes you feel that something is happening in the foot is being somebody touched. And I used to hear the doorbell. In Tennyson Road, there was a, we got a new house, 96. An old lady had left the body there, actually, and then after 2 days it was known. So one sister was, and Baba got that house, bought this house. One sister who was living with me in that room, in that flat, that sister was a little bit afraid that ghost will come of this woman. So she did not stay there. Then after a few days went back to 98 with Dadi and Jayanti Ben. But I slept, I said, Baba is with me. And I had such a wonderful experience, not thinking I'm alone. My experience was Baba is with me and God is Bhutanath. God is also praised that he is the exorcist. No? That is the one is who removes the ghost away and gives liberation to the ghost as well. And so he is with me. And early morning, I would have all these experiences, sometimes touching this. 3:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock sometime, doorbell ringing. And I thought, Dadi and Janti both will come for meditation in 96 where I was living. Next door, it is the same. And Dadi said, please don't open the door before we come. We have the key. We can open it. It's too early to open the door. So it was just a touching. Catching is so powerful. During the day, morning, it's so natural experience of the joy, happiness. Heart starts singing song, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 you sing the fortune because God is my companion. And all His qualities is a blessing and power. I'm child of the Almighty Authority. I don't have to beg. I don't have to ask. The wisdom He gives, the love He gives is unlimited. Throughout the day, it's so many clear experiences. Morning Murli, he comes, becomes our teacher and gives such a clear instructions, directions. Throughout the day, friend, working with Baba, not working alone, His Karan Karavanhar making it happen. Everything is light. Lightness. No tiredness. But main thing is that keeping the door open. Heart open to Baba and to virtues of everyone. When performing every action, don't open the door to Maya. What is the door for Maya to enter and invite Maya? It is, I did this, I had this, my idea, this consciousness of I makes the soul tired, egocentric, wrong authority, subtle bondage. And so Baba says, don't open the door to Maya. You have opened the door and then you say, Baba, Maya has come. No. Keep the door open to Baba. And then Baba will take you in His arms and always keep you protected. You will never get tired, never feel lazy, will not make any excuses because you are not making any action. Karan Karavanhar is as your friend, as mother, as father, as companion, is actually doing it, and you are just an instrument. There's no tiredness, there's lightness. It is Dadi Ji's month. Dadi Ji, Didi, Mama, Baba are many examples for us. Many brothers doing so much work. Dadas, so light, so easy, so creative. So much work, so much responsibility, but always light. So Dadi Janki, we see, tireless. 16 hours work. Sometimes 11 hours was normal for Dadi Janki. Dadi Kumar ka, all the time many works. So I share just one experience with Dadi Ji. I asked her, Dadi, there are so many activities that you have responsibility. And foreign country, Bharat, situations, problems, so many centers to take care of. It is a pressure, no? It certainly is a lot of work. How do you do with so much lightness? And after doing so many, hearing so many situations and giving solutions and suggestions, if their intellect does not keep that, you are able to sleep? And she looked at me, do I do anything during the day? Why should I get tired? Karan Karavanhar is making it happen. I just watch it, how he's doing. I enjoy really what Baba is doing. He's Karavanhar and I'm Karanhar, just puppet. Wherever he makes me dance, I enjoy that dance of action. And as soon as I put my head on the pillow, I sleep in Baba's lap. So this is what Baba says, don't sleep with worry, don't sleep with tension, don't sleep with tiredness, pareshan, perplexed, thinking about others. Then all they come and take the place in your bedroom and bed, you cannot experience Baba. So sleep in Baba's lap. Princess, go to sleep. Lovely child, come and sleep in the lap of Baba. Lap of light, lap of love. And so you will wake up as an angel. So we are tying this Rakhi of love and lightness. Power and purity. Purity has power. Purity has strength. Purity is respect-worthy. And so it's a promise to fulfill Baba's hope. And as Baba is proud of us, we are proud of Baba. Who is my companion? Who is protecting me? And we are very proud of becoming Brahmins. Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumaris, power of purity. So everything, Baba is feeding me, Baba is sustaining me, Baba is a companion with me, friend, mother, father. Who is sustaining me spiritually? Who is sustaining me physically, practically? So consciousness has to be changed. I am not a householder, I am trustee. Not grasti, but I should know the method. Baba has explained today very clear method, not to forget that method you hear in the murli, and time is telling me to stop now. So it's a very clear method. Don't forget the method that Baba has given. Then whatever we eat, whatever we do, whatever we spiritually or worldly needs are fulfilled with Baba's blessings. And so this is why up to now we only said God bless you. Now it's practical. God says you bless others, because whatever I am giving you, you hand it over to others. Share with others. Not with consciousness that I am share. Let others experience it. So when it is pure, the level of purity reach on the level of natural stage. You are doing action without consciousness of I doing. That is called akarma. Vikarma we have done for a long period of time. Sukarma we do, elevated action we do only now. And extreme negative, extreme positive, out of that becomes neutral. Perfection. So perfect action, now is the time to achieve perfection. We need to take this relationship with Baba, action of the mind, action of the intellect, and action of sanskaras by following Shrimad. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Rakhi continues, but in fact today is the actual day of Rakhi. And if you look out of the windows at night, you'll see that it's a full moon. So Suresh Padma was talking about perfection. So Raksha Bandhan always falls on full moon night. And so the Bhakti Memorial has many connections. So you'll be honoring perfection today, 16 celestial degrees complete. And this evening, we don't have Rakhi. We are not yet open for public. And so normally Sunday evening is the evening reserved for the public Rakhi, but that'll have to wait till next year, I think. So this evening we have special yoga from 7 to 8. Those who are local, they can come. And this will be in the conference hall. It's a special bhati tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Just a day.